Blog Talk Radio.
Always thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me. Got the south side right behind me, homie. And for me, that's plenty. Now the bypass, the drugs, and the haters, and the handy play the politics right. And ever so gentle, reach up and snatch that bread. Get the fam fed, get it like a man, like my uncles and pops would if they had the chance. Or maybe they did and just couldn't advance. Damn, all I can be, I am more than a man. Y'all don't understand, gotta get the cheese like a multiple choice question. And all I see is me. Father told me long ago ain't nothing free, so I was off the stat cheese like it's New Year's Eve.
It's a revolution, so every moment crucial. I can never break, you will never see me do so. Resolution, I will always be on top like revolution. Got the lights and I'ma shine bright. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution. Feel the music, baby, it's a resolution. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution.
Rain in the windshield, the wiper blades got me dazing off and out of space. Working out my next chest move, a hole in the game to break through. In the meantime, I just grind and pay dues. Rhyme and stay true, rather die than shine shoes. Since I was knee high, I shine better than bruised. The face and egos are much better than you. My flow is clever, fine, so I can never lose. And you know it won't stop till a brother talking shop in an office with a view and a 30-story drop and a pretty girl or two. Saying, man, we take your shoes, clever, welcome to the top. Cause I need that gravy, checking the room, making sure nobody's shaded. Laying in wait, lurking, waiting to play it. Gotta pay the bills, gotta feed the baby. If getting in it is a sin, Jesus save me.
Yeah, yeah. You been listening to Long Road Home. This is DJ Fool, Canny Music Quick Hit. Hit me on Twitter, at DJ Fool. Hit Clever at Clever. Shout out to my nigga Jay.
This is how I think, blowed out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime. Get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line. I'm representing my mans on the block.
Peace.
Greetings and peace. I would like to welcome you all to another episode of The Foundation. I trust everyone is hearing me good or well. I apologize. Am I coming in clear? I hope so. Welcome to thefoundation.com. I would like to welcome you all to another fine episode. I apologize for last week. Great. Y'all hear me? I apologize for last week. I was traveling. Didn't have a show, but it's this week. So let's do that dance. You know how I want to do? Y'all know how I do. Want to say all thanks and praise due to the Creator. Peace and thanks to the ancestors. Without them, there is no us. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. As always, go there, go to the PDF section, print. Just keep hitting print. Keep hitting print. Read. High Frequency Radio Network.com. Yusuf L. Shout out to Big Brother Yusuf L. Peace to, you. If you're checking me out live right now, So L. The Foundation. Coming on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. On High Frequency Radio Network. Live or catch me in the archives. Peace to everyone in the archives. Checking the show out in the archives. Peace to you. Definitely. I appreciate y'all. I want to say peace to the trustees in the private. Y'all holding it down. I'm very, 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 very proud of the trustees. Definitely. Also want to say peace to anyone checking me out. Checking us out, High Frequency Radio Network, Blog Talk, on the internet or anywhere like that, because I know the show gets picked up. I got a great show for y'all tonight. Public business for private wealth, how do we do it? I mean, we know we're supposed to go private, but how do I do it? I got this going on. I got a job, I got rent, I got mortgage. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to go in, hopefully, do my dance. Pancake and toast. Not caring about the trolls. The foundation where, incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as we lay the foundation, correctly applying correct information. Shout out to you, peace. Peace to you. First and foremost, I was in New Jersey. At the event, Private Wealth and Proper Status, it was amazing. There was, people showed up. People showed love, new faces, old faces. Met some new cool people. Got to kick it with some of the old homies. It was amazing. We learned stuff. Really got to connect on an interpersonal level. And I appreciate that. That's why, I do those events. Honestly, I can tell you the truth. Lost money on it. But it's charity, right? Foundation, High Frequency Radio Network, the ball, I know, it's all charity. It comes down to it, so it is what it is. But it was great. It was a wonderful experience. I hope you had a wonderful experience. If you came, shout out to you. You're forever, a family to me. Straight up. If you didn't come, it's cool. And anyone who's come to the previous ones, y'all know what it is. But the next one is definitely going to be in the Midwest. Shout out to the Midwest. looking at either Detroit, Chicago, y'all let me know. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Let me know. Should I come to Detroit? Should we go to Chicago? Where should we do it? Where should the next spot be at? Is it closer to you? Is it not? Because this is what's happening right now. Can't say it's going to be happening forever. I can't speak on the future, but I can speak on what I'm doing right now. And as far as that's concerned, I got a few more events of these in me, you know? So, bring it to the people. But yeah, I want to appreciate everyone that came out, bottom line. Todd Street Bay, New Down, you know, Yusuf L was in the building. The brother Douglas, Douglas EZ, was in the building. Great, just cold with the insurance. You know what I'm saying? If y'all listen, y'all know what it is. You know, Sharif threw it down. You know, he did his dance. And, you know, that's what we do. You know, we look to put together, you know, quality events. But not only can you meet people that think along the same lines and are like-minded just like you, but you can also learn and walk away with not only knowledge, but actionable knowledge. And what I mean by actionable knowledge is you can walk away and actually apply the things that you learned, you know, the next day or the next business day, because, you know, we administer in entities in commerce, and, you know, they have commercial days, Monday through Friday, so on and so forth. And bring that back. So, I'm going to get into this, y'all. Current events, I know what I do. But, you know, shout out to everyone that showed up in Jersey, man. I want to stay on that and keep talking about it. I do want to say that the interaction from, you know, everyone that showed up was positive. And I, you know, I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone that was new, brand new. So, y'all know what it is. Next one going to be in the Midwest. Hit me up, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Let me know. Detroit, Chicago. What else is over there? Indianapolis. I don't know. Is that Midwest? We'll see. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Let me know. Also, you know, when it comes to implementing your private dance, ultimately, you know, we can listen to shows and it be for a broad audience, ultimately cater to a more broader audience. But when it comes to like all one personal, you know, hit me up, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I put it on the air, you know, $55 an hour for 1 hour consultation. Beat that. And if you can, cool. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we get it straight. A workman is worthy of their hire. You know, I do charitable events. And then I do, you know, the show for charity. But, you know, if you want to get it worked down in the private, that's what it is. Plus, you know, do trustee training, set up your entities. But that's as much as I'll say about that, because you know what it is. Current events, let's do this. Just in time. CNBC, y'all, weaker dollar and stock market jitters drive gold higher. If y'all can hear me, I'm rubbing my hands together. Y'all know me. I believe in, you know, real money, gold, silver, hard assets, real estate, classic cars, artwork, things that appreciate in value, you know, things that don't appreciate, such as a vehicle, you buy brand new, you drive it off the lot, it loses value. You know, most of us have heard something like that. So it's like, you know, I don't really deal with stuff that like that too much. And if I do, it's, you know, some sort of business expense. But we'll get into that more with regards to the show. So gold is being driven higher. Silver is being driven higher. If y'all watch it, y'all know it's actually been down recently, but it's going back up. But CNBC, gold prices rose on Wednesday as the dollar weakened and stock markets fell after a delayed U.S. health care bill increased doubts about President Donald Trump's ability to pass economic stimulus measures. You know, he made a lot of promises with his campaign. And I don't know. He may be having trouble with the House and the Senate and even his own, you know, party. But, you know, that's the United States, y'all. The dollar sank to its lowest since November as Japanese yen strengthened and the euro hit a one-year high when European Central Bank's president, Mario Draghi, hinted that stimulus could be trimmed this year. A weaker dollar makes dollar-denominated bullion cheaper for holders of the currency and can increase demand. So, you know, gold prices have been down in recent months, but, you know, they're going back up. So if you're holding on to any type of gold or silver, y'all, like we advocate here at HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com, which hopefully you are, I will definitely tell you, I was taking silver. The ratio is pointing towards silver. You know, there's a silver ratio, a gold-silver ratio. So it's still pointing at silver, but, you know, do what you do. Heavily denominated in gold or silver is not a bad move. Speaking of gold or silver, let's talk about what delivered the best return of 2017's first half. It was two of these main cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Ethereum. So this is from, MarketWatch? Say what you will about the cryptocurrency market in the first half of the year, but it's not boring. In contrast to the U.S. equity market, where a popular measure of volatility has been hovering near a multi-decade low since May, there was nothing but volatility in the realm of digital currencies, underscored by jaw-dropping gains on the year and a gut-wrenching drop this month. Basically, the bottom line is cryptocurrencies hit a number of key milestones in 2017, including breaking into the 12-digit club. As the combined market value of all cryptocurrencies, so this is Ethereum, you know, Bitcoin, there's a lot of different cryptocurrencies, led especially by Bitcoin and Ethereum, surpassed $100 billion for the first time ever. And it currently stands at $104 billion. So they become prominent semiconductor stocks have started to move based on how readily their chips are used by miners. So basically, cryptocurrency is moving. I say it's an overall trend of movement away from, you know, overall government-backed currencies, securities, and equities, because the faith in overall government is maybe waning. I don't know. I'm just this dude. Not attorney, lawyer, newspaper dude, reporter, nothing. I'm just so hell. But, you know, that's what I'm seeing. So, you know, gold and silver is going to definitely, you know, precious metals going to, you know, rise. That's why property, in my opinion, the values of property has peaked because people are getting into the demand for property is high. So it's supply-demand economics would dictate that if the demand is high, you know, there's a higher cost that comes along with the acquisition of such an item that is in such high demand. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for silver, gold, precious metals to move. Be on the lookout for cryptocurrencies to be moving ever so increasingly higher, especially as we move up to September and October. And, you know, that's that. I guess check this out. Where I sit, if you're not rich, this is Moneyish, moneyish.com. If you're not rich and educated, it's unlikely you'll get this job perk. So it's talking about a specific job perk that you won't get unless you're rich and educated. And that's job perk is working from home. Working from home isn't nearly as common as you might think. Less than 1 in 4 or 22% of employed people work from home in 2016. This is according to data released this week from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. So, you know, it's a federal agency. They got numbers. Numbers don't lie, I guess. What's more, it's mostly the rich and educated who get to work from their sofas or home offices. More than 4 in 10 workers, or 43.1%, over age 25 with an advanced degree do some or overall all of their work at home, while fewer than 1 in 3 with a bachelor's did at just 8.8%. of those with less than a high school diploma did. And more than 1 in 3 people who earned $1,441 per week or more worked from home, compared to just 8.6% of people who earned $560 a week or less on average working in the job market. Especially with the advent of, you know, automation, which is the continued proliferation of machines doing work that was otherwise done by humans, it's very important to understand this transition that I feel is happening. And I feel like if we don't move, we die. And I can't sit around and watch my people be in peril and be concerned with their position, because deep down we know that there's a problem. You know, even if it's on the micro sense, which is just me and my family, we may not be stable if stuff, you know, were to hit the fan. And then you got the other people who charge exorbitant amounts of money to allow and to help people to get in the position to help themselves, which is ridiculous. But overall, the sentiment is the same, which is there's a shift happening, in my opinion. And the shift is from labor. Look, it's we are no longer in the industrial age, industry, working, labor of my hands, picking stuff up, putting together, so on and so forth. We are in the age of information. Information doesn't have hands. Information doesn't have legs. Information doesn't necessarily do anything but allow people to do certain things with it. And I feel like it's most important to get into a position to where we are adamantly and readily learning specific and targeted information that will benefit us in the near future and beyond. And with that being said, Amazon and Whole Foods. Y'all didn't know Amazon bought Whole Foods? Yeah, I said it. I think I said it a while back, but it's done. It's been done. Check it out. This is ridiculous. Amazon, which is a tech company, now owns over 440-something grocery stores. 444 locations. It's going to be selling food. We got tech companies that are going to be selling us food and delivering our food, delivers our packages, our ink, our razors, our clothes, so on and so forth, because we, you know, we're buying all this stuff online. Now we can get food online. How two-day shipping could become an hour or less. This is on Barron's Next, Barron's.com, Barron, B-A-2-R-O-N-S. So I'll just read a couple lines. The significance of Amazon's Whole Foods purchase is about much more than just organic foods. The nationwide network of 444 Whole Foods stores would put Amazon within a one-hour drive of over 70% of the U.S. population, roughly 224 million people. Wow. Whole Foods store locations were analyzed. Amazon Fresh Fulfillment Centers, U.S. Census data, and a database of driving routes to measure the impact of an Amazon-Whole Foods combination. The results is a potential game changer for Amazon, which has been fortifying its last mile delivery network while also trying hard to crack into grocery sales. Wow. So, you know, that last mile delivery network is, you know, last mile Amazon packages, the last leg of the shipping is usually done by UPS, United States Postal Service, or FedEx. Now, there's no one that works for Amazon that delivers it, but they're changing that. So imagine, just think about what's going to happen. I'm not going to talk about that. We'll move on to the next current event because I have a couple more. But just think about the implications of that. Amazon.com owns 444 grocery stores, organic Whole Foods grocery stores. Things are changing, and they're changing quick. Staples just is being sold. Just got bought for $6.9 billion. which I'm reading this article. I was trying to find it. The price represents a nearly 20% premium to where the shares traded just before the Wall Street Journal reported that Staples was exploring a sale in early April. So this has been since April. You know, I don't like to talk about stuff that don't happen, but it's a leveraged buyout. Is what's considered a leveraged buyout. Sycamore, you know, it's a private equity firm. They probably own a lot of shares. Last but not least, you know, I want to get to the topic. Excuse me. Now, this is nasty. But, you know, for real, and I know if there's one person on this planet that I know feels me on this, and actually I slipped up one time and they did it, it's Sharif Ali. Because, yo, there may be fecal bacteria in your Starbucks iced coffee. Investigation finds. So, there's a watchdog team conducted an investigation into coffee chains and found that samples of ice from Starbucks and Costa Coffee and different cafes had varying levels of bacteria. It's not the good kind of bacteria. It's the bacteria found in feces. During the investigation, 7 out of 10 samples of iced coffee were contaminated with the bacteria, while 3 out of 10 samples from Starbucks were contaminated. That's nasty, y'all. Yo, don't get ice. Yo, don't get ice. Check this out. If you ever work fast food, y'all know what I'm talking about. Get the fast food spot, you know what I'm saying? How often did you clean out the ice bin? I mean, the ice is new itself. But how often did you clean out the ice bin? I mean, that's nasty. That's nasty. Yeah. Only one thing about that. All right, so check it out. That's it for the current events. That's it. So, let's get to the topic at hand. Totally separate from the lifetime gift exemption amount is the annual gift tax exclusion. It's $14,000 for 2017. It's been at that level since 2014. You can give away $14,000 to as many individuals as you'd like. I'm going to start out with that. That's how I'm going to start the show. Because this is public business for private wealth. So how are we doing this? How are we doing this? You got a job. Maybe it's a job you can't stand. Maybe it's a job that has good perks, you know? Maybe it's not a bad gig. You got a good pension, maybe. Maybe coming to you. You get your good benefits. You get good pay, in your opinion. So, you know, you're in this position. You want to go private. You want to establish your private estate. You know, you want to do a trust. Let's just say that. No, I don't know. I'm just talking here. So you're thinking maybe, you know it's a trust. You know you want it to be private. So you hear this 9-8 number stuff. Let me pancake 80,000 totals real quick. A contract trust is foreign to the United States, no matter if it has a domestic EIN or not. As long as you administer it properly, it's a contract trust. It's foreign. It's, you know, it falls under Article 1, Section 10, which in part says no state shall obligate or impair, I'm sorry, the obligation of contracts. Which, you know, if you got a pen, write this down, federal. It's a federal entity. But I digress. You don't want to do a trust. You know it. But you got this you're working this job, you don't really have time, you know, I really want to start my own business. I don't have the time. You know, I got children. I can't even listen to this show live, even though I want to, because I'm busy. I got to listen to this show in the podcast. I got to catch it later. I understand. I get it. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. Specifically and ultimately, the reason I say you want to, or you back up, you don't want to do anything. The reason I do, the reason I use LLCs, the main reason is for business credit and limited liability. Now, I could very well use a trust, but I don't want to personally establish business credit on a trust. You can, as long as it has EIN, whether foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. It's not a problem. But, you know, whether foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. It's a trust to me, and I don't want to do business credit on it. Bottom line is, though, this. If you don't have time to establish business credit, which I don't really understand, because if you have time to pay bills in your personal name, you can figure out the time to pay those same bills in your business name and get business credit established on that, you know, that EIN or that Dun & Bradstreet number or what have you. But if you're totally adamant against that, this, you know, the first part of this, you know, episode is for you. So let's say you're working the job. It's cool. Some people work jobs. Some people, it's good with them. They got a good job. They focused their education. You know, maybe they knew what they wanted to do in high school. And since high school, you know, they got into this field, and that's what it is, and they appreciate that. They like that, and they enjoy that. That's fine. It happens every day. I've met people who don't have to, but they still work. Even I still work in different capacities, but, you know, I don't know anyone who does get to the point where they don't have to work and they stop working. But I haven't met everybody on the planet, so that's neither here nor there. So you have this job. You have a trust. And the reason why you have a trust is you're looking at building your private wealth. And you know, private means family. And so family would, you know, imply maybe a family trust. The easiest way for me to explain this is a trust is a legal person. It has an EIN. It has an indenture. With that EIN and indenture, as long as you administer the entity properly, as long as there's no commingling of funds and assets, as long as you're acting on behalf of the trust and in the best interest of the trust, you're substantiating movements, so on and so forth. It is its own legal person. And why am I saying this? The reason why I'm saying this is there's a gift exclusion, which is what I said earlier, right, when I started off after current events, and I'm going to say it again. Totally separate from the lifetime gift exemption amount is the annual gift tax exclusion amount. So it's a gift tax exclusion, gift tax. So the gift is not taxed, or the taxes on the gift is being excluded, right? So you make a certain amount of money, whatever you make. Let's say you make $50,000. Let's say you make $60,000. You've got a lot of debt. It's terrible. I don't know. What I do know is that per person, an individual, which is you, is able to gift up to $14,000. And that $14,000 gift is excluded from what I understand. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not giving legal advice or anything like that. But from what I understand, from what I'm reading, and from my comprehension, how rudimentary it may be, that amount, that $14,000, is excluded from the gross amount of annual income that is being taxed. So if you made, for easy arbitrary fact, $64,000, you could give $14,000 to your family trust, and now you will only be accounting for a tax liability or a potential tax liability on $50,000. Hangs in the air. Now, if you have maybe a family trust and maybe another trust, understand what I'm saying. It's per person. It's like a corporation, a trust, a foundation. These are separate and legal persons, legal entities. So per person, you can gift to the limit of $14,000. So if you're sitting in that position and you're making pretty good money, it is your responsibility. Your absolute responsibility to figure out a way to make this happen. How do you do this? I don't know. Here's how I would do it. This is what I do. You do your dance. This is my dance that I would do. I'm getting a paycheck. I would go into my job. I would go to the human resources or to the secretary or to whoever handles payroll. And I would say, I would like to update my tax form. I would like to update my tax form. Oh, sure, Mr. L. There's no problem. Is there anything wrong? No. I didn't need to update what I claimed, my dependents. Oh, no problem. Whatever. It don't matter. So they would hand me the form, and on that form, excuse me, I would write exempt on my form. This is what I would do. I'm not giving you any advice at all. I will put exempt. Why would I put exempt? Because me personally, I know that I would be gifting, as it stands right now, 1, 2, 3. I would have the ability to gift over 4 trusts, $14,000. I would claim exempt. And then I would do a 1040 with TurboTax or whatever, and they would say, did you make any gifts? And I would say yes. And they would say, how many separate gifts did you make? And I would say 4. And they would ask for the name of the person that the gift was made to. And I'll put the name of whatever entities I needed to, my trust, the trust. And here's the thing. I need to stop saying my trust. And I'm not saying it for me, I'm saying it, so people don't get confused, but ultimately it is the entity that I administer. And for privacy's sake, I'm just going to stick to the entity that I administer, so however many entities those are. They have EINs, obviously, whether foreign, domestic, it don't matter, they're still trusts, they're actually complex trusts. When it comes to these documents that I'm dealing with, when it comes to the Internal Revenue Service, and then that's that. So just right there, you know what I did, and I'm gonna make it simple. So it was. Four entities times, that would be $14,000 because it's per person, right? Well, 14 times 4 is $56,000. From what I understand and how I do my dance, that's legal. Have any of the entities that I've administered been audited? Yes. Have those entities survived the audit? Yes. Yes, it did. Why? Because I had substantiation on behalf of the entity. That's why. It's plain and simple. I remember even specifically calling the agent and asking. It was a system. It was cool. But asking her, like, what is the problem? Where is the problem? And what line are you looking at where you need substantiation? And reluctantly, she told me. And not at all reluctantly, I sent her so many receipts and substantiation that was pretty much the end of it. I think I got one more correspondence saying that, you know, everything was good and the funds will be released. So, or the lien will be released. So that's what I'm saying, y'all. Like, if if you have a private family foundation, which I administer, I actually administer two. One private family foundation and one just private family foundation. Both of them are determined tax exempt by the Internal Revenue Service. And both of them are in contract form. To me, it's not hard, but it's, you know, you either come from an informed family or an uninformed family, or the third option, because there's always another option, is you figure out what the informed family knows if you come from an uninformed family, or you forget what the informed family knows if you come from an informed family. Now you're an uninformed family. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe you didn't take it seriously. But $56,000, so that's $14,000 per person, per legal entity. Now, like I said, with a private family foundation or a foundation at this level, well, because, look, public charities, they are the 50% rule. So 50% meaning of your gross annual income before taxes, everything before taxes, you can donate and deduct up to 50% of your gross annual income by, you know, giving it, gifting, or, you know, actually specifically donating. You get, you know, charitable both deductions on the 1040, right? So you got a high-profile, high-paying field. Now you see how, you know, the elite are potentially keeping the most or the majority of, you know, what they bring in. I think it's important. I know it's specific, but this is if, you know, if you, this is what you're doing. Now I'm saying, like, you know, it's up to $14,000. And that was just an example. Most of us aren't going to be able to do even $14,000. And that's cool, because it adds up over time. The big thing is the exclusion or the lack of requirement of paying having a potential taxable event goes both ways. So not only does, you know, the gifter get that amount excluded from the taxable income or the overall taxable, you know, amount, but the giftee, the one being gifted, the entity being gifted at $14,000 is excluded from its taxes as well on the other side. Actually, you know what? Double check that. Could be wrong. I just had a moment of doubt. But, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm right. So moving forward, you know, that's basically what I was, you know, wanted to go in on with regards to those working, you know, who are still in the job force, still in the workforce. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish. My bad, I'm sorry. Yeah, I see. So 50% of your gross annual can be donated, and you get charitable deductions of your gross annual income for a public charity. well, Private Family Foundation is 30%. So up to 30% of your gross annual income can be donated to, you know, a private foundation, ultimately, whether it's a private foundation in and of itself or it's a private family foundation, you know, ultimately, you know, they are at the 30% rule. So with the 30% rule, let's say you have a private family foundation, with the 30% rule, with in the gift exclusion alone, I mean, what's left for taxes? Now, mind you, trusts are taxed at 39.6%. So any income beyond the $14,000 for the trust is, you know, taxable. So you got to disperse that or use it or, you know, contract it, whatever. But, you know, do it with clean hands. Clean hands and arm length distance is very key and very important. You know, I feel like, and I'm going to be honest, my last show I did, it was weird. I had some trolls call in. Like, the email that I use or used to use, I had to do some stuff, man. Stuff was hacked. I had cats calling in. Like, I knew it was going to happen, but it was kind of, you know. And if y'all listen, I know some people picked up on it. They was like, yo, and I ain't going to play it off of Hollywood, my people, because I love y'all. So it's like, but it just made me even more adamant to come back. And I wanted to do it last week. I really did, but I was traveling last Wednesday. And I know, you know, some people emailed me, asked me if I was cool. You know, I'm good. I emailed them back. I'm good. But that experience, you know, made me adamant about coming back even harder. Now, I've gotten, you know, emails from people talking junk, but not to the level of sophistication that I experienced. Like, let me just tell you the truth. Like, nah, I ain't gonna go there. But it's real, you know. And I know I'm on a high profile network. I know, and I know I'm doing some high profile stuff. But y'all heard me. I don't care. I love y'all too much, and I'm one of those who coulda, you know, but didn't. And that's all I'm going to say. But, you know, with the proper entities and the proper understanding and the proper education, you know, investing in your private education, you can do things from any position. From any position. You know, it could just, the debtor, the so-called debtor, can just be a pass-through if you know what you're doing. All of the assets can be private. If you're truly trying to go private, you own nothing. You control everything. You don't own anything. It's titled to the trust. You own nothing. It's plain and simple to me. And hopefully, you know, I can help make it plain and simple to you. Bottom line is no matter what position you're in, if you're generating income, which I know you are, whether it's small, whether it's not that much, you know what I mean? Whether it's could be more or should be more or what have you. There's always some amount that you could be putting away into, you know, trust, period. And the Internal Revenue Service looks upon that with admiration and respect. You know, they smile upon that. They give you an exclusion to do that, up to $14,000 per year. And I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I'm reading from their documents, from their websites. You go check it out for yourself. I'm just telling you the things that I'm doing with my entities. You know, I administer a trust. I administer foundations. I'm signers on the accounts, multiple accounts. Well, as far as I go to the account, man, there's like 6 or 7 different accounts, and none of them are personal. You know, I am a trustee, and I'm telling you, you can be a steward of your family estate while working a 9-to-5 job, or an 11-to-7, or 7 to 11, or, you know, whatever shift you're doing. There's really no excuse for people who look up to you or tired because they want to see you do good, want to see you be great. They want to see you achieve, and you're continuing to make excuses. And I'm talking to myself, too. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real. A lot of time when I'm talking to myself. And, I'm tired of disappointing people. I may be on a level that most others aren't, but I'm still, in my opinion, disappointing people. Never done. And, the foundation goes out to those, We're laying the foundation. We're being honest. Keep it real. In whatever position you're in, there are moves that you can take to not only invest in your private education, but to advance your last name, your estate. Unless you don't plan on having children, you don't care about your nieces and nephews, aunties, cousins, nobody. Unless you just offer Delph, then it's cool. It's cool. So you got everyday bills, you got debts. And the stuff doesn't stop once we wake up. So we wake up, I'm awake. Our people down south like to say, I'm woke. We have obligations, I got children, I got expenses, I got cars, mortgage, rent. I hear that a lot. I got to go to work. I ain't got time for this private stuff. Yes, you do. I had to grind extra hard. I had to grind and work plus study to get where I'm at. I had to grind like most others won't so I can live like most others can. And now, I'm in a different position. And this is me reaching my hand back to my people like, yo, I got you. Yeah, there's an energy exchange. A workman is worthy of their hire. I know that. There's value to me. There's value to my knowledge, to all of the time, effort, energy, contemplation, consultation I put into where I'm at with my level of expertise. I've been perfecting public commercial claims since I was 18 years old. And that's no joke. And I'm damn near 40. Closer to 40 than 18. And if you want to know specifically, it was SRs, Form SR. You can look it up. Form SR, sound recordings, intellectual property. So it's like, I know what can be done. I know what can be achieved. I know what most times isn't done and what most times isn't achieved. And I'm saying, even with public business, you can still operate public business for private wealth, whether it's an LLC and the shareholders, it's the trust. And by the way, a properly organized LLC passes all of its taxable income to the shareholders or shareholder. That's what corporations do. If you got some Apple stock, Google stock, any of that stock, and you get a dividend, these individuals get dividends. All that is the taxable income from the corporation after it made all its expenses. It paid all of its costs, paid all the lights, paid all the employees, paid the bonuses, the salaries, the private jets, paid for everything. And what was left over, the surplus, they passed it on to the shareholders. You can organize a corporation or an LLC, which is easier in my opinion. I know you can do this. I'm telling you to do it because I ain't your attorney. We don't have a contract or none of that. But I'm just saying, I know what's possible. And the trust can be the shareholder. You can take advantage of Internal Revenue Service Publication 15B, which explains and goes into fringe benefits. And these benefits are provided or compensation or earnings provided to you by the corporation that are excluded from your taxable or reportable income. These things include health savings accounts, cell phone accounts, company phones, company vehicles, meals, de minimis benefits. I mean, I can keep going. Moving expenses, daycare, education. Corporations pay their expenses first. Anything left over is up for deductions. Trust. Make their deductions first, allowable deductions, anything left over is passed to the beneficiaries. Got pancakes and toast. I sure hope so. Yo, I'm not even on screen the calls. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a second, y'all. What is the calling number? 424-222-5250. Does it even work? I don't know. I got a host call in. I think it does work. Well, they got another one. 563-999-3625. If that doesn't work, if you're on the internet, you know, call in, press 1. You can talk to the host, SoL, here on the Foundation on highfrequencyradionetwork.com. Yo, let me say a couple more things real quick. Family trust usually, you know, food, clothing, shelter, education, and expenses. These are contracts or obligations. If it's in the contract, it's an obligation. If there's a bill in the name of the trust, if you can do that, it's an obligation of the trust, y'all. it's an expense. Yo, so, you know, you got home, you know, the property, so on and so forth, college for children, rental property, so on and so forth. Business trust usually is a transportation, single business trust. What I do, title of a vehicle, insurance policy, closing. Beneficiaries. So all income, you know, is taxed to the beneficiary or taxable income, you know, after deductions and expenses. It's very simple. 424-222-5250 is the calling number on the phone lines. Foundation. That's it, y'all. That's, you know, that was the show. I just wanted to touch on those. You know, I keep saying they're simple concepts, but maybe you know, I'm being pejorative and they're simple to me. A couple of people ask me, yo, I don't, how much do I own with regards to the corporation? I'll tell you what I do. This is how I think about it. If I'm looking to do, like, you know, I'm not a woman, but a woman-owned business, you know, if I was, you know, a woman and looking to do that, if I was looking to, you know, do a minority-owned business and get credits, you know, contract with the government, get favor, because, you know, there's certain subsidies that are put aside in certain sectors of, you know, the economy, of business, and finance, production, so on and so forth, for a minority-owned business, woman-owned business, and so on and so forth, then, of course, you know, that woman or that minority or both or whatever would own, you know, at least 50% of the company. Doesn't necessarily mean that you got to take a salary. In fact, you know, I guess it's contract, so the salary can be whatever it is. Now, there may be some sort of legislation with regards to, you know, that entity. If it's, you know, it's a legislative entity. But I don't think that there's anything specific in the legislation that says that you must take a salary at this high amount or, you know, so on and so forth. But state to state, they may defer. And from there, you know, all taxable income goes, you know, just goes to the trust. I think I'm getting redundant. I'm going to go to the phone lines, y'all. What is it? 563-999-3625. Also, you know, shout out to, you know, the homies, the family, friends that I saw in Jersey. They, you know, they took me in, they fed me, they showed me a good time. I appreciate y'all. I ain't gonna say y'all name for privacy, so you know who y'all are. You know, my Guyana family, because, you know, took care of a brother. I was thinking about this earlier. Phone lines, you know what I'm gonna pause this. 908-0419. This looks familiar. Work. 908-0419. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, brother. JB. Jersey.
Oh, peace, brother. How you doing, man?
Peace, man. Excellent, brother. I just wanted to call and give a shout out and a thank you for the event this weekend. I got a lot out of it, and I don't have too many questions. I think I'm able to ask in the public, but I just, as always, want to say thank you for all the information you guys put out here, and it's done a lot for me.
Oh, man. No. All praises. You know, it ain't me, man. You know, it's creators, ancestors, all praises. But I appreciate it. And, you know, it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor, man. You're a good dude. And it was good connecting with you at the previous event. And I'm glad you were able to make this one. And I'm glad that my main thing is what you just said. It pleases me, not to be corny, that you were able to garner some new information from this event, even though you were at the previous one. So I think that's cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
I mean, the concept of it really firmed up the whole, like, system of becoming, like, a private bank, which, like, it really, that's kind of important as far as I'm concerned. And, like, I mean, I feel like you got valid information at both of those events, and, like, it was varied. I feel like at the first one, you covered a lot of, like, the front-end stuff and how it connects to the back-end. And in this one, you covered a lot more of how the back-end connects to the front-end, which is awesome.
Right, yeah. It's trying to, you know, get everyone well-rounded with what's going on. And I feel like, you know, I think the next event I do, I'm going to do 2 days. So I'll probably do Saturday and Sunday.
Mm.
I felt like this last one was rushed. I feel like, you know, I've met so many, you know, great people, you know, great entrepreneurs, great businessmen, businesswomen that, you know, are interested in presenting, have something to, you know, bring to the platform, bring to the table that is, you know, beneficial to the audience. That I think, you know, maybe going to a 2-day format, especially, you know, people are flying out, and I just want to give people more. Now, I'm always into giving people more, so I think the next one and beyond, we're going to flip to a, you know, like a 2-day. So Saturday, you know, do a Saturday, Sunday event.
That would be awesome. It flew by. It was like, it was crazy how fast that it seemed to be like over. It was awesome. It was like, and I'd never seen like Taj live. And I mean, I loved like the places he was going. I love when they get like, when people get like real deep with it. Because that's really where this stuff all comes from.
Taj is great. He's a triple OG, man. He really goes deep with it. And, you know, especially when you get one-on-one with him like that. And I think he noticed that we weren't recording because we don't do that. You know, he kind of let loose, you know.
I like that.
So it was great just to see, you know, sit there and witness it. Myself, you know, he's definitely one of my favorites, of, you know, in the so-called conscious community. I don't know if it's still called that even, but he's definitely one of my favorites. And he holds it down, and he's definitely a noble, you know. He definitely carries himself from a certain standpoint, and I respect that a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and his knowledge is deep. It's very deep, and I love that deep knowledge. But I also want to say, like, as far as your current events went, like, that's some real stuff right there. It's especially, you know, the drop in the dollar. And Bezos is actually considering buying CVS now, too, because the CVS, the chain of drugstores, he's consolidating a lot of these, like, retail chains for some reason.
You know, what I see is I see these cats, I feel like, everyone is looking at the banks in a certain way. And the people are trying to get their money out of the banks and into whatever they can, whether it's property, whether it's buying businesses up, buying property up, buying gold, silver, whatever it is, you know, insurance, whatever it is. You know, smart money is not in the bank right now. It's not. You know, it just really isn't. And I, you know, what I see, I'm seeing these things, and it's very interesting to me.
Especially
the big money buying up stuff. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, was it you who also talked about that bill that that they're trying to run through Congress again to basically like keep tabs on how much money people have out of the banks? And I know they already passed like the seizure of safety deposit boxes. It's like if you pay attention, they're telling you, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like people don't grasp bailing.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, exactly, bailing. I was just going to say that. Like, they can take the money. It's not your money. It's an unsecured deposit. It's an unsecured loan. When you deposit money into a financial institution in the United States of America, it is an unsecured loan. You are loaning the bank money, and it's in the terms and conditions of all accounts. It's in the disclosures.
Absolutely.
Or at least referenced in the disclosures.
Absolutely. It's more like a gift because it's based on – because they know, like, first of all, they know that most people don't even know what a restrictive endorsement is. So, I mean, I'm actually reading a business encyclopedia from 1927, and it's real interesting because it's, like, post-Federal Reserve Act but pre-1933, and it's definitely written by, like, you know, proponents of the act. Like, they're not hiding any of it in this. It's made for somebody – definitely who's in the position to use it, and it's very interesting because they go over with like pictures how you're supposed to endorse stuff, and it's like right there. The first one states that if you just sign it, it's a gift. It's like you signing over a check to somebody. Like, here you go. Like, that them giving you that 0.0% interest is like, it's like a deal they're making, but they're not saying like this is your cut of our investment. They're saying, like, thanks for the donation. I'll give you this. Yeah, here, you can have this little scrap. I don't know. It's very, very...
It's terrible. I mean, you know, it works. It's still working. It works. We can't knock it too much. You know, if there's confidence in it.
No.
Still,
I don't knock it at all. Like, I can't decide... A lot of times I can't decide what kind of... is more, I guess, principally offensive, if that's like the manipulations created in the system or the fact that most people just willingly are manipulated. Because people, yeah, like that's really, I can't knock the hustle, but I could knock the lack of hustle, I guess.
Yep. I like the way you said that. Nicely said.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Definitely.
But, I don't want to. I don't want to monopolize the line. I'm sure you got some people wanting some information. But as always, I want to say thank you. Gratitude.
Man, thank you. Appreciate you, man. You know, building in the private has been, you know, interesting, complex, but you know, very rewarding. And you know, let's just keep it moving. Just keep it
Absolutely.
Moving. Bigger and better things.
Hands
so
down.
Yeah, appreciate you, JB, man. It was good seeing you this weekend, man. You know. And I'll see you in the Midwest.
Absolutely.
You coming?
Oh, I'll be there.
All right. Sounds good, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother.
Peace to the gods. Right on. Yo, I love that. So, my man, JB, learned something new. Was at the previous event. Said he learned something, he gained, he benefited. Went to the next event, said he learned something, gained, and benefited. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, we're definitely going to go to a two-day schedule. Get it moving. For the next event, like I said, admin, admin at welcometothefoundation.com. Let me know, Detroit. Or Chicago, y'all let me know. I'm trying to go to Detroit. I heard the water's messed up in some areas. I shouldn't even be joking, but I'm not playing. But Chicago is really expensive. But I like the airport. It's been a while since I've been to Michigan, but I like Michigan. I'm from Michigan. I'm from Chicago. We could do a suburb of Chicago like Skokie, Holland Park, or Wilmette. Y'all let me know. A-A-A-D-M-I-N admin@welcometothefoundation.com. Also, you know, I want to get the private trustee training. I need some help. Same email. Just let me know. Last week, the show, you know, with the brother Toron L from Up the Credit was great. It was so great that people were tripping. But it's all good. I'm not even going to screen the calls. This number looks familiar, too. 718-4911. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's the deal? What's the deal? This is Dalvin Valville, and I'm a yell. I just listened to the show, and you can take the next caller. So, L, rocking the bell.
Daryl, what you think of the event, man? You was there. What you think?
You know, you always rock well, you know. You're like LL Cool J, yo, rock well, rock your bell. And I just wish, what's the name, Yusuf L would have did his thing. But, he, you know, he like kind of like, you know, I just wish that, I just wish he would have let it all hang out because Yusuf L get down, you know. You know,
what would you look for? Like, if it was up to you, what would Yusuf, how would he have gotten down? What would he have gotten into?
Yo, he should have got Buck Wild.
He used to do be getting Buck Wild. But, I mean, he kind of reined it in. We did talk to him. And kind of, I'm going to just be honest.
He talked it down, you know. It's always love. I know I'm going to see y'all. Wherever you're at, we're going to recognize one another, you know.
Yeah, Derek, man, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate
you coming through.
I appreciate
glad,
you too.
Glad you had a good time. Yo, did you
see? Yo, I have a question. Yo, you see? Yo, I got a doppelganger. You see that dude? He look just like me. I like, whoa.
What dude?
That's some dude with a helmet on. He look just like me on the invite. I was like, yo, I can't believe that.
that was one of the brothers that was at the event, man.
Yo, he look just like me. Am I right?
I mean, y'all are kind of similar, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a doppelganger.
Nah. That's not a doppelganger, man. Nah, bro.
I don't know. That dude looks just like me. I was like, yo, when did I take that picture? I couldn't believe it. But, yo, I'm going to give you the floor. Yo, take the next caller. We gonna talk, all right?
All right, man. Peace.
All right, peace.
Man, you know, Darryl from Brownsville, he was out there, man. I love that brother, man. Brother, I love you, man. You're my G. You cracking me up. Nah, I mean, Duke did kind of, I mean, y'all resemble each other, but, you know, it wasn't that profound, I don't think. 424-222-250 or 563-999-3625. I'll take, like, one more caller. 609 area code. And then I'm going to end the show. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Oh, y'all want to push? Oh, okay. Oh, y'all want to push run now? Yeah. All right, it's 609. I'll get to y'all. 609-3782. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace to the gods. It's ZL from east, north of the Appalachian Allegheny Mountains. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Zed. Peace, brother. How are you? How you doing?
Peace. Was at the seminar. It was fantastic. I appreciate all the speakers, Sharif, yourself, So, Yusuf, and of course the guest Douglas and the one and only triple OG Taj Tariq Bey. It was good seeing him again after 20 odd years. I used to see him in New York, but you know, you said something profound. You just said you got to grind like many others won't, so you can live like no others can. And I just sent that off to my son and my daughter, because this information is so unique, but yet it's so common and so hidden. It's hidden in plain sight, like you said. I appreciate the information you guys are giving out, so I really, really do. I'm going to keep it short because I heard you say you got to go, but just to add on to what a gentleman just said about Yusuf getting Buck Wild, I take Yusuf any way he drops it, but the way he dropped it, the way he was breaking down this information, making sure that we have to go in and study
The commitment is, are you ready to study? No, I'm not ready to study. I'm ready to have a fight, punch my black brother in the eye, punch my throw my black woman down a flight of stairs, call the white man a cracker, cuss him out, argue and shoot back and forth with the cops. I'm ready to do all of that, but I'm not ready to sit down with a textbook and start highlighting and go through black law. Now, isn't that crazy? So how can we do what we never got if we still do the same crazy stuff? Exactly. So,
right.
Sharif's info was insane. Your presentation was off the hook. The visit of Douglas, just insane with the truth that just gets laid on the table. Of course, Yusef and Taj, I really, really appreciate your last caller, JB, who had said that he picked up something to help him on the front end, and he went to this seminar and he picked up some more information on the back. Man, I got to see what I can do. I got to come out to Chicago. I don't care where you're going. Egypt, Cairo, where you going next? I got to see if I can get out there. I don't want to miss, I got a heavy, heavy part one. That was a heavy part one. I want to pick up something on the back end, too. But thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate you. You hear me, so?
Oh, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Thanks for coming. It was great seeing you, man. Thanks for the hospitality. And
no problem. No problem.
I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Talk to you soon, brother. Peace to the guys.
All right, peace. All right. That's about it. Nah, okay. What was that? 347? 347? 2088, you had a question?
Good evening, Soul L. This is Yvette from Flatbush, Daryl from Brownville, sister. I'm just calling in to tell you I had a wonderful time Saturday. The meeting was excellent, so excellent. It just opened up a whole new perspective of thinking from the public to the private. But what floored me was when Yusef L. talked about the natural law and the public law and the private law, and you have to learn to separate the two. And then what got me was with Tariq when he went in about our history as a people and our conditioning, and that we have been dumbed down to the point that we can't accept anything of what we were taught in the public. What I loved about all you brothers was you came in different age groups. There was the courtesy, the respect. There was no big egos on the platform. Everybody brought the knowledge, the wisdom. They had the understanding, the admiration, and the respect. And even when we went over, unfortunately, some of my people would have been like, it's time to go. Love y'all. Y'all take care. You say, hold on. We running over. We going to take care of this because I need y'all to know. I need y'all to learn. That struck me more than anything. And then as I spoke to each individual, I saw the mannerism. I saw the etiquette. I mean, I saw the genuine love. It's not like, oh, you paid. You came and got a little bit. See y'all. Catch you, whatever. You stood. You shook hands with everybody. You remembered faces, names. That makes the difference, and you told the truth. You said most of the people in this room are trustees, and we're hoping more come aboard. Another thing I liked was the fact that you all encouraged the women, and you said we need more women in the field. I'm a woman. I've worked construction 26 years. I came out from the banking industry, Wall Street, working in banks. Whereas if you were a certain shade or a certain size, you didn't make it in the corporate office the way they wanted you to fit in. If your hair wasn't straight enough, if your nose wasn't straight enough, I went over to the construction trade. Again, another stereotype when it came to women. See, it's not that women can't own businesses. They're keeping the door shut from us. And you said a key thing. There's certain contracts from a city, state, and federal level that applies to minorities first. They call for them in the bidding process first. Unfortunately, we're not there.
Right.
But I'm going to make it my business because I'm following you all now. You've opened up so many different areas. Many things that you all said. You got the strong man, but you strangle him. Own nothing, control everything. Stay true to yourself and to the private. Those are the things that you keep enforcing, which makes a difference. And at the time when I first heard it, I couldn't understand it. This second meeting, I caught it. So like all I told my brother, I'm going to make sure we get in the trustee because it's time for our people to pick ourselves up. And, yes, I'm working on trying to get a minority business for women and men, not just women alone, but for both. Because our communities are so far behind, we just can't get past the conditioning and the public teaching. We can't get past the fact that we got to take every penny that we make, pay our bills, and put it in the bank. Or we need the materialistic things like the chains, the cars, the fancy clothes. Those things we can't take with us. The metals, the properties, everything else. We can control it. We don't have to own it. But let it stay within our community. And that's what I'm learning. And I'm going to be following y'all a lot more. But I thank you all so much for your professional etiquette, your mannerism, no profanity, no disrespect. Y'all was dressed to the nines like true businessmen. Because like I told one of my coworkers, you could smell the money on these brothers. Because that's the way they represent themselves. And as long as you represent yourself in the right way, the karma will open up in a positive light. As long as you tell the truth and you're honest with what you're doing for the community, for the family, it all comes back in a good way. I ran into a couple of people, and the karma wasn't exactly there, but I'm still going to hope and pray that the ancestors guide them to do the right thing. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's not about the profit. Yes, you can make the money. You can make the profit. But what is it if your soul is not right? You can't have people to follow you and expect them to be in the right set of mind, the right frame, and doing right when their whole consciousness and their whole thought process is wrong from the start. It can't work. But I thank you all so much. You all were so down to earth. Y'all were real. Y'all taught. You just opened up my eyes to a whole new level. And I am definitely, definitely glad that I showed up. And I thank you so much for the email that you sent my brother and he showed to me. I appreciate it. I love you all. Be blessed, my brother. And I'm going to continue to follow y'all in the family, in the foundation. I'm going to be in the trustee program just now, so don't worry. I'm following you guys. You know, strong leadership, strong words. God bless. Peace to the community, and good night, sir.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Peace to you. Yes, I love you, too. I appreciate everyone, you know what I mean? This is why I do it, you know, for stuff like that, for, you know, for the dealings that I have with my brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's overwhelming at times. It's very humbling. It's very, it's just, it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, whether, you know, you can smell the money or not, I mean, I definitely have been in positions to where, you know, I made certain choices. And I just want everyone to know that There's times in your life where you're given choices. And maybe the reward of a specific choice may seem high. But it's up to us to look down the road and see if it's really beneficial. And I looked down the road and I saw that where I was going wasn't beneficial, even though it appeared and it was what a lot of people wanted. And people would, you know, so-called through very nefarious things to get in the position that I was in and, you know, can be in, you know, financially or whatever. Bottom line is do what's in your heart, and you'll be rewarded, like the sister said, karma, and this is charity. I'm giving back to my people. I want to help you, sister, get set up so, you know, you can get awarded those particular jobs and funds. I know how to do that. I can teach you how to do that in an hour. Y'all hit me up. There's so many things that I know how to do that I don't do for myself because this is not something that I'm interested in or that I have the patience for, or, you know, I can believe that I can get substantial amounts of, you know, capital versus doing something else. But I've studied a lot, and I put a lot of work in, and I work very, very hard to bring this show as well as these events to y'all, and I do my best to uphold what I see as the view of High Frequency Radio Network. So, you know, I appreciate you, sister, y'all, brother, Daryl, JB, all y'all, everybody that called in. Got one more call, 314. Oh, I'm about to go to the stream. You got like 30 seconds to call in, 563-999-3625 or 424-222-5250, and then we're going to start streaming. Then you can't call in. Got another call at 314-3882. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from St. Louis. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me? Please.
I can hear you now.
Peace. I'm just calling for a couple of, well, first I want to say thank you guys for everything y'all do. I'm just getting back on the knowledge, so I'm trying to put everything back in perspective and, you know, get the remedies I need for everything I'm trying to do, too. So, whatever it is. And then also I want to ask you guys, how can I get you guys to come to St. Louis?
Missouri. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Send me an email. Admin, A-D-M-I-N, at welcometothefoundation.com.
Hold on.
My bad.
Stand by 1 second.
No problem.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Admin, A-D-M-I-N, at,
okay,
at, you know, the
okay,
at symbol, welcome,
uh-huh,
to the foundation.
Okay.
.com.
And that's how
just normal. Just normal how it's spelled, normal. Say that again.
Is that how I contact you for anything?
Yeah, that's how you can contact me for anything right there.
Okay. That's great. Boy, yeah. I missed the whole program tonight because I was working, but when I finally tuned in, I realized it was going to go off. So I was like, I at least want to figure out how I can possibly get you guys to come down here and, you know, teach us on what it is we need to be doing, because from the time I've been dealing with this, we got kind of like hoodwinked and bamboozled down on this end. So yeah, we need y'all.
All right, man. Yeah, definitely. I hear you got the little ones in the background. You a
yes,
father?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you know, happy belated Father's Day, brother.
Thank you, brother.
That's what's up.
Yeah, y'all doing this, but I just got to keep saying, but what y'all doing is a great thing. Yeah. It's in the past. So,
man,
I would like to talk to you, brother. That's another reason why I'm calling. How do I go about doing it the same way through the email?
Yeah, just send me an email.
All right,
and we go from there.
Okay.
That way we can deal in the private, right, we're not on the public airwaves, so on and so forth. Yeah, no problem, brother.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, yeah, that way we can talk, we can email in the private, it's not on the public airwaves and stuff, you know.
Very well. All right, thank you, and y'all be blessed.
All right, brother. You be blessed as well. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
That's it, y'all. I know. I'm sorry. I ain't going. I'm already streaming. I had to cut back the episode. I used to do 2 hours, and then I cut it back to 90 minutes because 2 hours is a long time to be sitting around, you know, in the same spot. I mean, I love y'all, but ultimately, y'all been streaming this whole time. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com. Go to the PDF session, sit there, study, study, study. That's what I did, straight up. When I first came into this information several years ago, you know, I went to the website. Actually, it was a Dropbox back then. Shout out to anyone who remembers the Dropbox from Yusuf. Who would have thought that I'd be, you know, doing the show on Wednesdays on High Frequency? I wouldn't have. If you had told me, I'd have been like, whatever. I might have threatened to slap you. I'm just playing. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's an honor. You know, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the accolades and the thanks. You know, and I don't want to be dismissive, but, man, you don't understand how much of an honor it is to be able to be in this position and to help y'all to have actual, real information, tangible, real, actionable, actual, and actionable information. Teach you how to fish, not give you a fish and run away, you know. Oh, you need something else? There's going to be another blah, blah, blah. And I don't do that. I like creating, you know, independent individuals with regards. You want to hate on me afterwards, do your dance. If you want them to stay loyal, that's cool too. I appreciate it. Either way, you know, free will, and I respect it. You know, I need to do what I need to do and what I feel I'm being called to do. And whether you are on your square or not, that's not on me. That's on you. So you do your dance, I do mine. But it is an honor, a pleasure to broadcast. Foundation can do this dance and so else. So thank you very much. I'm very, very, very humble. Very humble. Very thankful. HighFrequencyRadioNetwork.com PDF section. Do it. Do it. Hopefully, if you can print it on someone else's printer, preferably you don't like it because it can be a lot. But ultimately, you know, it's going to be less than, you know, a book. Print that stuff off, or, you know, maybe you're the type of person you like to read stuff on your, you know, your tablet or your phone or whatever. That's cool too. PDFs. Welcome to the foundation.com. It's coming. It's coming. I know. I've been busy. He's been busy. They've been busy. We've been busy. But welcome to the foundation. It's coming. I'm going to have a killer, ridiculous email list for y'all. You know how to. It's going to be private. It's not going to cost nothing, but I'm going to be sending y'all stuff that I don't put into the shows. I got attention deficit disorder, which means I think a lot about stuff. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on in my mind, and there's always some sort of music playing in my head. Bottom line, I'm a lot of places at once, so there's a lot of stuff I can email, set up in an email that I wouldn't necessarily put in the show, but I think it could be beneficial to, you know, those who want to sign up for the email once it's available. I send it to you, you don't like it, unsubscribe. It's very simple. I don't take it personally. I don't care. I always thought it was funny people on Twitter and social media, they would get those apps that can tell who unfollowed them. But that's just me. Look, let me know. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. St. Louis, I guess, is up for grabs too. But ultimately, Chicago and Detroit. Detroit. I would love to go to Detroit, yo. I know my brothers and sisters. I know y'all need some. You know what I'm saying? Chicago, too. It's, woo, it'd be taxing over there. What else? Remember, No matter what position you're in, you can do something to better your position. It does not matter. Quit making excuses. They don't make you feel good about yourself in the long term. They ultimately make you feel worse about yourself, and you project that on the other people in your life that you really love, and they lead you, and then you're mad at the world. I've seen it. The all seeing eye, in my opinion, is your subconscious, because you can't lie to it. The light of the world is your mind's eye, your conscious mind. You take that light and focus it on your subconscious, on inward, on yourself, and mine, your mind, for the jewels of your soul. But don't think that you making excuses in your mind for your behavior consciously is actually carrying over to your subconscious, because it's not happening. That is where you are recording every action in your book of life, whatever your name is or was or whatever is. That's you. And it's free will here. And no one else is responsible for you. The other thing that the so-called elite do is they give you the option to kill yourself. And a part of understanding that, you got to take responsibility. What are the things that I do that are actually not good for me? What are the things that I do that are my people I love that are not good for them, not good for me? Think about that. But ultimately, even if you're working a job, you can put away for your private wealth, for your children, for the ones coming behind you, for your nephews, for someone. You will find that you are empowered to act on behalf of others exponentially more than you can empower yourself to act on the benefit and on behalf of yourself. And with that being said, I'm going to call it quits. Until next week, but of course, because I will be here on High Frequency Radio Network. Thank you for tuning into the Foundation. I love y'all with all my heart. I do this for y'all with all my heart. And nothing can be further from the truth. When it's said that our people don't be showing each other love. There are instances where we don't, but there are so many instances where we do. And to all of those who participate in the positive experience of this world, I want to nod my head to you, as we are soldiers in the war of the worlds. So I nod and go back to work. Admin at welcometothefoundation.com. And I love y'all. Peace to the God.
From this thing all the way live. High Frequency Radio.